morning, everyone. Hey, Don, that was really good. He did a very fancy count-in to start this show, Radiance by Design. And it's a show all about you. It's all about me, too, and it's all about the collective of our species. This is the call-in show. And I wanted to follow up the Galexis show. A lot of you really loved that show on Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night. I'm glad. We loved it, too. I have to put down my hot tea because I was going to burn myself in all my enthusiasm here. What they were talking about is something that I've experienced and you've experienced, but sometimes we don't put kind of logic or patterns to it, so we're going to get into that a little bit, which is that the turmoil on the planet has really been, people are feeling held in place, people are feeling stifled, people are feeling cornered, people are feeling sudden changes that are expansive, people are feeling that their businesses are kind of in pause. A lot of people I've talked to are going, whoa, what's happening? And they're sort of surprising. And yet there are some great breakthroughs coming up. And what we understood from what they said, and then also what my own guides are saying, and probably yours too, is that we're being punched up in the sense that the way the new energies are coming through and the way the planets are holding themselves or the way we're circling through the planets and so on, what's coming up are a whole lot of reactions, responses. They might be aches and pains. They might be in the form of beliefs and resistances and hoodly-hoo of all kinds. Maybe sudden emotions or shifts and depressions and anxieties and some people with physical pains and tensions. But what they're saying is that there's a release of karmic influences, or we'll put it another way, release of influences from other lives, things that have maybe kept you. You know, if you're in this kind of, I never do okay in relationships, then you backtrack in your soul's journey. And you find out that you've been sort of raped and pillaged and maimed and betrayed and whatever, or honored too much and then dropped on your head. There's a lot of things that have happened in relationship, and because relationship is kind of the crux of the whole human thing, isn't it? That's where we get, it's the classroom of change. It's the classroom of reaction building, whether it's a betrayal or falling in love or whatever. It's all about who you are and building your reaction. So what's happening in the swirling changes on our planet and in our atmosphere is a lot of us are having old reactions that were seeded maybe thousands of years ago or different galactic centers or in Atlantis or who knows. You know, these things are coming up to be, I guess you could say to be accepted, or you could say to be processed through. So the goal would be that the more and more you allow yourself to recognize certain feelings, whether they're, talked to somebody today who was feeling extremely jealous a lot, or, you know, they're usually uglier feelings because we don't want to claim them. Claim them. Get in there and feel them and then bring them up. And if you do that, what happens is you can neutralize these things. And according to Galexis, and I have to really consider this, I'm not sure if I'm being given such a huge carte blanche, but they're saying, and I'm not being controversial about Galexis because I think a lot of us in the subjective and channeled world, we have to sit with a lot of our information rather than just simply believe it. You see what I mean? Because it all comes through us as well, doesn't it? But in any case, what they're saying is that we have the ability to integrate our awareness, learn all of these things that are coming up for us, and then we've neutralized the whole karmic memory thing, all the biochemistry and all the cellular stuff that comes from all those karmic things. Now, it's really funny because I did a workshop in December in the Oneness Blessing Group with Stuart Mooney, who's really an amazing teacher, healer kind of character who's spent a lot of his adult years, well, he studied in college, learning about the brain and so on, and in his adult years, he went over to India, and he has studied with many, many gurus. He's learned a lot about dimensions. He's taught over there. He's taught consciousness. He really is quite a bright guy. At the very end of our workshop, he said, okay, now you've all released your karma. And I went, Just before Christmas, I thought that was a marvelous Christmas gift. But in any case, I also have this little part of me, and I don't know if it's resistance to release my karma because I'm so interested in carrying it around like a satchel. I don't know. But that was a joke. Okay. But the feeling is that it's possible to release our karma, and it's possible to have transmission from beings who are, you know, change the energy, change the reality, beings who maintain a higher and higher frequency to really sort of touch us at a core level, and that we flip through what might be a karmic measurement or, you know, something that's holding back inside of you. So I don't know, I left that gathering, which was a wonderful gathering, but I left wondering whether I was totally free of my karma, at which point I went home and my hard drive died. So I felt like at least my computer had lost its karma, you know? And nobody ever answered that, is that what happened? But in any case, that's what happened to me. But the guides were saying earlier tonight, before this, I was talking to them, and they were saying that some are capable of holding their attention on even some of the more difficult feelings and reactions and allowing them to surface and let them go through, and some will not do that. So they're saying, well, there's kind of a stream of people that are able to integrate the release into a deepening level of self and remove themselves from the entire karmic trail, I guess you might call it. So I don't know how you feel about that. This is kind of an interesting subject, isn't it? And you know what? We don't have anybody to give us the actual answer, except you might get it in your belly. The belly, as you know, houses the subconscious, and in the subconscious is where we hold all of this kind of stuff. We also hold it in the way we hold our bodies, the way our physiognomy is, our face looks, our bone structure, and so on. And the other thing that we were talking about before we came on to this show is about the unconscious. I was saying to Bob, right now I was feeling a little bit, because of a couple of different things I've heard from a couple of different teachers, I was unsure about what exactly the unconscious is. And Bob explained it with all of his metaphysical background, that it's basically, it's that part of our knowing that holds all of our existences. And that, is that right, Bob? Is that, yeah. It's the fabric that kind of holds together our entire journey. So what we want to do is get the unconscious has more, from my understanding, has more power to help us free ourselves, to move with the unconscious, is to unload ourselves from a lot of the subconscious. So we'll see what that, does that make sense, Bob? Okay, so we're going through the unconscious. You can release the karma from this life and all other lives, because the karmic stuff, is like we were saying, is the unconscious contains all of you, including the karma. So anyway, that's a little complicated for us right now, since we don't have enough time to really dig into those things. And yet, we're going to go into our sacred geometric meditation, and we're going to do some work on that in there. Remember, when we use the sacred geometrics, we up the frequencies, we raise the fields and frequencies of whatever subject we're on. And so for wanting to create healing for ourselves or for other people, we want to bring them in, and we want to make sure these structures that we're creating with our mind are strong enough to really influence the shifting frequency. And I also love it that we all do it together, because it creates a coherent field for all of us. So change the energy, change the reality, change the ambiance or the atmosphere of our the atmosphere of our world, so that we all share something. It's so interesting to think about healing as a healer. Now, we could be, we're talking about changing and making it coherent, but it's interesting that somebody can be over in Russia or China or India or something, and we can sit there and focus on them, and we can do energy on them as if they are right here. So it's a reminder that when we do these meditations, we can actually be having a very wonderful global impact. You know, this is not Steven Spielberg style, but it certainly is extremely powerful. And I want to send you all love and tell you to remind yourself that you're so powerful, and the impact that you can have on the world is really terrific, especially if you work with the energy fields and sending out into the collective higher and more possible frequencies. So let's close our eyes and let's join each other in a wonderful experience. A wild ride into evolution. You ready with me? I'm calling in my guides and angels one more time. I know they're here because they're buzzing away. And now above your head, a golden ball. Make it about 2 miles up. And below your spine, another golden ball. Make it about 40 feet down. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. I like coloring all these lines gold because it's a very high frequency, but you can color them fuchsia or purple, whatever you want. So I'm saying gold, but you do what you want. So we're dropping a four-sided pyramid to about waist height, pushing it out so that there's room to breathe 40 feet out maybe, and then upside down with its point going into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. The two pyramids fit together. They have a common base. Good. And inside of that, you create a crystal ball. And the crystal ball has wonderful, wonderful spectral hues in it. Very nice colors. Good. And inside of that, there's a star tetrahedron. Star tetrahedron is like a three-dimensional Star of David, very like a three-dimensional Star of David, or also like the Merkaba. And the Merkaba is your light body that you shift dimensions with. So we're now in our Merkaba, or our three-dimensional Star of David, or our star tetrahedron, whichever name you prefer. And now let's spin and spin and spin and spin. And as you spin, see in front of you a magical screen. And we're going to create movies on that screen. And I want you to remind yourself to add a whole dimension of feeling to your movie, okay? So you feel whatever it is you're creating. So the first movie is you becoming who you would like to become. And I always say I want to be multidimensional, consciously multidimensional, and happy and coming from the heart. What is it you want to be? And see yourself becoming that. And as we become what it is our dream, we become that. We become that. Good. And as we do, we feel what it's like to become that. Feel the flexibility, hugeness of it all, pleasure. It. And when you think you've accomplished that, wrap it in light and move it over to the left so it can keep stewing. And now we're going to do our second movie. And the second movie is you creating what it is you want to create in your life. Yes, I have several things I want to create. I'm getting superstitious because I wanted to create television, and I kind of reneged on that after some of the pieces got more complex. So I'm going to keep it to myself. What is it you want to create? It can be home and family. It can be a wonderful partnership when you're on your own, especially. It can be having babies. It can be building a house. It can be traveling the world over. It can be going to the moon. It doesn't matter. Let's see you creating. Maybe it's a book or a music piece or a movie. It doesn't matter. Just create it. See all the resources and the people, the money, the time, the enthusiasm, all coming together to manifest your dream. And just Feel it. Feel yourself in the dream. Oh my goodness, look how it's actually happening. Yeah, you might even shake hands and congratulate people when it happens. But we have to have the resources. The resources are coming, the time, the money, the people, to maintain this amazing dream project. And it's so good for everyone involved, isn't it? And when you really feel like it's going rapid and light, move it over to the left. And now we're going to do the Galactic Healing Center. I love this one. A lot of you come in on this one. The Galactic Healing Center, special place. And we see in the center a beautiful healing table. And there's a wonderful team. Your team comes out of this great, wonderful group of beings that are around you all the time. But when we're doing this kind of work, we're calling in that they have their team, and they have their team, and they have their team. So there's an infinite process here. So you've got the healing table, and the first person to come in and lie on the healing table is you, or me. And you lie on the healing table, and you ask for what it is you need. Or perhaps you don't know. Tell me what I need, and your healing team will tell you. And now they're working away on you. Good. And can you feel the energy amp up? And you might want to ask them, what else? What else? Good. What else would you like to tell me? And now, when you feel like it's all, you're starting to really feel the changes in yourself. Okay. Now wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now we're going to bring in some people that need some kind of healing work. Now I see this gentleman, he's come in. Now he's a guy who's very conscious in a lot of ways, but one of the things that he does is he stifles some of his more primitive reactions. And what he's showing is that he's he has stifled a number of reactions from other past lives that are influencing his business in this life, influencing him with unusual trepidation, fears, or insecurities, or that sort of thing. In some ways, he's conscious of it coming from karma, in other ways, he's not. So we're asking them to help him with this. And we're asking where it reveals itself in the body. So you don't have to be using the same person as our G-pig, as I call it, the guinea pig. You can use anybody you want, but you want to ask for the higher purpose. You want to know if it's from other lives. There you go. And you want to know where it is in the body that it is affected. And in this case, it's truly in the lower part of the belly area, which houses karma and the subconscious. It's almost the most primitive center, not quite, meaning it's below the conscious mind. And what they're doing is moving energy through. It seems to be having an impact on his back. So they're shifting the energy that's down at the perineum and moving it up through his body. There you go. Excellent. And now this person, okay, so what we're seeing is what started in the lower belly seems to be, again, moving up the spine, but there's an awful lot of it in the jaw, the way he holds his mouth together, or his silences. There you go. So we're asking for more clarity, and we're asking that they bring in the higher teams behind each one of them to help this being. Because what he's basically doing is moving through some of the karmic conflicts which have kept him either resistant, afraid, or even confused, you see, about projects that are here and now. And he has a chance to move them all. Isn't that wonderful? That's it. So they're pulling on him. They're pulling on him. Okay. I don't think we're going to have time to do this whole thing. So maybe this gentleman, if he recognizes himself, will call me later. There you go. We'll just get the energy rolling. Okay, now we're going to wrap that in light and wrap yours in light. And, you know, this one's funny because there's a lot of stuff coming up as a result. So this is not only just one person that we use as our guinea pig. It's affected, a lot of people are being affected by this, and I can feel the energy from all over because a lot of us are dealing with this kind of bubbling up of old karmic issues. Isn't it exciting? Might be uncomfortable, but golly gee, we could be done with it, eh? So now we're going to bring in someone else. Let's see. Let's bring in, there's a person here who has, actually this one is really interesting. This is, and I can see many people that I know that have a similar issue, but I'm thinking of one particular person who's very sweet, very hardworking, and what she really wants is home and family and wants a partnership, and she's been on her own, I think now for 10 or 11 years, and she's really discouraged. How do you meet somebody who's really in alignment with you? Now, that's a very complex question. I'm not going to get into all the ifs, ands, or buts, but I'm going, okay. So there's something this person is learning about. Okay, her own, oh, wait a second. We're asking the team to come in and stand around our fresh table and where this person is, and we're asking them if they can give her some pointers on how to actually release herself to be able to, okay. They're telling her all kinds of things, like release your heart, release your heart. This one has been hurt in such a way that her heart has been carefully arranged. You could call it a kind of defense. We wouldn't normally say she's defensive, except that her heart, they're saying, is very tense against being vulnerable because she's sensitive and has had to manage her own life for a long time. You see? So it's really good for all of us at home. Wrap yourselves in light, 'cause you don't want to take this on, but go inside your own body and ask to feel your defensiveness in the heart area. Ask to feel the defensiveness. What they're doing is reaching into her chest, and they're moving a certain kind of structure that she's placed in there in order to keep herself safe and to allow, if we allow our heart to shine, it's amazing how it itself becomes our defense. People around us feel quite often disarmed, and they feel loved and loving, where they might have been angry or defended before. Anyway, they're saying one more thing they're going to do with her is pull some, you see, what we're talking about are patterns that you and I establish in our body, mind, our subconscious, and of course our unconscious, or even our superconscious, in such a way as to keep running sort of habitual programs. We don't need to do that, but we just need to recognize what they are so that we can release them. And in this case, the habitual program is a kind of a, in the belly area, there's a determination to keep going no matter what. It's fairly noble, but it seems to isolate her from, well, we're just going to say they're pulling a lot out of the belly area. There it goes. That has been isolating her. It's hard to really explain. explain it and then leaving you with fashion, but for all of us, we need to bring up one more time all of our defenses and help our friend bring up her defenses in the chest area and on a very deep level, the urge to isolate on a very deep level. Bring that up. Our first person who was lying on the table also has an urge to isolate. I think it comes from being very sensitive and having been hurt in some other lives. There, bring those two up and hand them to the guides that are working with us all today. Good, now let's wrap our wonderful being in light and have the guidance take her, and we'll wrap that whole scenario in light, move it over to the left. And the guides will work with her. Now I want to work with someone who's in chronic pain. Again, now a number of you, again, these are, bring in a fresh table and have our healing team replicate themselves one more time. And we're going to ask that each member of the healing team have its healing team showing up as well. We really need a lot of help on this one because this young lady is laying on our table. She's not the only one with chronic pain. Chronic pain is very grueling, is it not? It's hard to keep a sense of humor. And this woman is very potentially quite funny, but she's never really allowed herself to be free to giggle and play and so on. Her life has been fraught with a great deal of pain and suffering and will. Got a strong will, and I want to say it started a number of lifetimes ago, and it's all been checks and balances. You were this way, so you react. So you were too dictatorial, so then you got abused, and you felt like you deserved to be abused, so that went on and on, and it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And we're done with that. So we want to call that up and ask our healing team to bring those pieces up in her. They're just energy. They're just reactions in her cellular, there you are, in her cellular experience. We want to bring it up in today. There you go. And we want to pull it forth. And the guides are pulling it out of the top of her head, actually. It's as if we have the vibrational veneers, and in those are the like little membranes, and you could literally pull one of them out to the top of the head, and it fluffs an entire aspect of your communication with life, meaning some aspect of your personality. Because it seems to me that in the aspects of the personality are buried are reasons for having pain. You know, whether it's because I have to be in anguish so I can show I'm long suffering, you know, that sort of thing. You decide. So let's pull her free from that and do several of them. And who have you got on the table? Is it the same for you? Okay, now wrap her in light. There's one other woman I want to see on the table who's very overweight. She has terrible back problems. And there you go. And they're asking her. Now, she has a lot of... The first woman doesn't have a lot of the victim energy, but the second woman does. The first woman has a lot of like long suffering because she thinks at some level that she owes that, and there's no way she can relinquish it yet. You could call that victim; it's a little different. And the second one is very victimized, and it's like, oh, see the difference. But in both cases, they're in terrible pain. So the second one, the guides are really moving through her brain. Okay. Well, in both cases, the brain's really relevant, isn't it? And they're pulling out some stoppers that she's got inside of her because in the second case, she doesn't necessarily want to evolve, even though she speaks as though she does. They're saying she's holding back because she wants to stay in a role that perhaps will bring her some kind of TLC. And we're asking her to look at that. So they're going to work with her tonight, and we'll see what happens. So wrap each of these in light of their own and move them over where they can stay pulsing and cooking away in the light, and push them over to the side. And now we're just going to do the political one, the one from our world. And we have a fresh healing table, and we've got a humongous healing team around it. And we want to place, who do we want to place? Syria. Let's put Syria. And we were just talking today about how the Syrians themselves have huge, huge karmic battles going on. They're not just battling because of this time in history. They're battling because deep in the cellular regions, they've got tremendous reactions to one another, as they've got factions. We're seeing it as like soul battles or cultural battles on a huge level. And we're, it's making me burp, we're seeing, asking the team, each of the members of the Syrian, whether it's the rebel forces or the, I don't know if they call it the government forces, each of them has a whole team of beings. So let's see if we can bring all of it to a higher level. Ask their healing team to please help bring it all to a higher level. So instead of cultural battles, they begin to pick up what they themselves have done wrong to themselves. And through that process of awakening, then they become freer, there you go, freer and freer to accept the behavior of others or to accept the reputation of others. There you go. But it's a real good example of what you and I are going through with the planets being the way they are. So once again, we see both sides or all sides of the Syrian traumatic time, the war. We see it all infused with light, infused with light. So they get a great deal of help transforming with all the pressure from their karmic or their cultural history. Good. And as you feel that going through their body, mind, move it up and wrap it in light. And now let's move it to the side and let's affect the whole world. Let's call in these amazing healing lights that are perhaps apricot colors that were radiant, 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 okay? And have them come down through the top of your head, twirl down through your heart, round and round and round, and then down your arms, out your hands. And now let's take the radiant light, radiant hands and pat it on parts of the world that are having difficulty. And of course, we pat Syria. We just load Syria with this harmonizing light. The light can change everything. We just have to learn to wield it. That's a great dollop that it nurtures the transformation in more and more people. So let's pat it there. And anywhere you know that this planet has loss, pain, poverty, sickness, domination, greed, unconscious separation. People don't realize when they're separating some groups of people, one from the other, they're creating pain for themselves as well. So let's just infuse this light. There we go. And now pat it round and round and round the planet. Round and round the planet. Oh, doesn't it feel good? Can you feel it pulsing through your own body? And then bring it back up through your arms, through your hands, through your arms, and then around and around and around in your heart. Pop up through the neck and out through the top of the head and way out into the great central sun. And now turn around and zip close the galactic healing center. Pop into your star tetrahedron. Good. And that's spin and spin and spin. And now call me. You want to call in with your questions, your discussions. Are you feeling like you're going through all kinds of karmic stuff? Do you feel it's possible to stay alert to it enough to take care of it, to be done with all of that? What are your kids going through? Have you guys got some feedback on that? 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Or line one is 530-327-7602. 530-327-7602. This is Veronica Entwistle. I'm really excited lately. I have been talking to a lot of, I'm eager to talk to you. That's the bottom line here. I'd love you to call in. But in the meantime, I've been talking to a lot of spirit beings who are also, you know, the old thing of as above, so below. And what they've been talking to me about, you know, different people that have already crossed over, I didn't know that we had the right to or permission to. Goody. I'll finish my thought after you finish yours. So you are on the air. Welcome. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Veronica. It's Lisa.
Oh, hi, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. And I heard you talking about releasing karma, and I totally am doing that.
Is it making you nuts?
Say that again.
I said, is it making you crazy?
At certain levels, yeah, it did, but I understand that it's actually going to make me, because I'm actually feeling a lot more energetic.
Oh, good.
Well, that means,
that means you've already popped some of it if you're feeling energetic. That's great.
Yeah, thank goodness. But I know I keep calling you about the same thing, but this has evolved. It's evolved to a different stage.
Lisa, if as long as you keep it interesting, I don't care. Fine.
Well, basically, it's a two-part question, I suppose. But I just was outside earlier today, and he drove by and was very just quick, and he said he was running late. But I had to make the phone call to say, you know, if you see me on the street, feel free to, like, you know, stop and say hi. You don't just have to look up at me real quick, brush your hand, and drive off. Very, very kind of rude. And I guess my question is, because it's helping me, that experience helps me, because I realize he just doesn't care. And actually, that information is good for me to know. So I'm wondering if that's what you pick up on when that happens. It's just like he just is in his own little world and doesn't really care, and he'll just treat me like a stranger on the street.
Well, first of all, I think he does care, but he doesn't want to, and he's better at not letting himself than you are.
Wow.
And you could upset his apple cart, but you know what? He's not going to let you. He's strong.
Oh, Michael?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. That's why I'm like, he just doesn't care. I really believe that.
But you know what, honey? He does care, but he doesn't let himself. So how I see it is that all of us, you included, we all have these layers and layers, and way inside, and many people, especially men, are better at this than women. Many times we don't let the volcano inside come out at all, or that vulnerability come out, and he doesn't. He doesn't even let himself feel it.
No, I swear. He looked at me like I was just somebody on the street. He waved at me and just kept on going. I'm like, wow. Even a neighbor would say, I'm sorry, I'm running really fast. Let me, like, call you or talk to you later. Like, it was just so, like, rude. But
I think it's funny because I think what would happen is he can't handle it.
Yeah.
But it's good for you. It's good for you, huh?
Yeah, because I realize I don't want that. And if somebody else wants to put up with it, they can have it. Because that's just, I don't know. But I do believe that he'll reap what he sows, or that this energy somehow, I pray that it will come back, because there is a part of me that wants a little bit of, I don't want to say vengeance, vindication, perhaps. Is that bad, Veronica? It's like being hit by a car, and the person just keeps on driving and living their life. It's like, wait a minute. Can you acknowledge that you at least hit me?
Yeah, I know, but you know what? The faster you can bring that up and let it go, scream it out, or something,
yeah,
the easier it'll be, because there is an attachment in there. And it's very, you know, we have to remember that you could be attached to him because he won't respond to you, and he can be attached to you by not responding to you. You see what I mean? And there's something,
yeah.
He's keeping himself defended. So you're better to act it out in yourself and be furious about it and disappointed, and you'll find it just disappears after a while.
Yeah.
And, but
I
you won't
agree.
Be all
I
attached.
That.
Hmm?
I believe that. I believe that.
And you won't be alone long, honey.
Yeah. But I do have one more quick question, and it's something that I really think I need your help with. I'm actually working on a project with my sisters in a couple
good.
Of weeks. Okay. And I'm wondering if you can see if this is going to be a successful project.
Are they perform? Somebody's performing. Are there the three of you or four of you? For three of you?
Five of us.
Okay.
And yes, there'll be cameras and whatnot, but none of us is really performing per se. It's more like a documentation.
I think it'll be quite, but it's unusual. There's the part of it that's keeping me confused. When you said documentation, mm-hmm. is like a docudrama, because one of the people is going to be performing or something. Is she going to be talking or speaking or singing?
Well, all
or?
Of us are going to be talking. And one of them actually has an ego issue and probably wants to sing. But the thing that we're doing has nothing to do with that.
That's funny.
I
think it'll be really good, actually. You'll have to kind of tame her a little, or you'll have to tame one of them a little bit. You might give her a special job, like a little bit of extra narration or something.
But do you see all of us getting along? Because there's a whole lot of tension with my siblings. And it stems off of one of the sisters.
Is it the one I'm thinking about who needs to be given a special
the
role?
The one I'm thinking of, it's probably her.
No, I think that the only way you can resolve the tension is recognizing that it's there. Don't pretend it's not.
Yeah.
And make sure each one gets some kind of. See, each of you is unique. A couple of you blend together really better than the others. And, the one that needs to be special needs to be given a position that's special, even if it's small. You see, you can afford that. You can turn and let her have that thing. You know? Does that make sense?
As long as she, because she's got a lot of pain, and I'm hoping that in some way this will. I don't know, either bring it to the surface or allow her to actually start looking inward. But, yeah, I guess she does need to have a job.
I would give her something really special, and it doesn't have to be big. And it's the thing that most siblings, I bet you everybody listening would be able to talk about some sibling situation that isn't exactly easy. Right?
Yeah.
So the tension, you're pretty easygoing in a certain way, even though you're deeply intuitive and emotional. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I just know how to, ground myself a little bit more than I think some of my siblings.
Which one are you? Are you the fourth? No, which one are you?
Third. That close.
Okay, because I see that you have this is for everybody at home as well. You have a remarkable mm-hmm. ability to look at them all and acknowledge, for example, the one who wants to be really special, acknowledge mm-hmm. something special around her without sacrificing your self-esteem. You're pretty good about that.
Yeah.
You've learned how to do that, and I'm saying that you can break through a lot of the tension by acknowledging the uniqueness of one another. And you can do that without, like I said, sacrificing yourself. You're actually quite a gifted presenter there. You're quite a gifted soul, girl.
Oh, thank you.
But the whole family is. You don't sing, eh? Have you seen, hey, this is for everybody. Have you seen the movie The Sapphire?
No.
Oh, it's four Aboriginal girls, some of them are sisters, who take off and become a singing troupe in Vietnam in the
60s. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And it's really something.
Out.
Yeah, you need to check it out. It's Australian. But I'm looking at your group of sibs, and I know you're not singing, right?
No, all of us do something different, but we're all in the arts, yeah.
Yeah, you might want to check out the movie. I think it'll give you a lift and you'll see stuff.
Oh, definitely.
In there.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Anyway, does that help a little bit?
Yeah, I'm just, but I can talk to you more about it off the phone.
But I think you're going to do just fine as far as breaking it down into detail. Probably not on the air, but it's going to go well. It will go very well as long as you give everybody a recognition.
And do you see it going further without me going into detail? Because right now it's just a one-time thing, but it has the potential of being something that actually was around for a while.
Yeah, I was going to say it can be in more than one place, but of course we've got the beautiful internet, which means we're all everywhere at once, like Santa Claus, right?
True.
But there is a place. You're going to do it in more than one physical venue.
Oh, got you. Got you.
I'm proud of you. Uh-huh. I'm excited.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, I hope we get the gory details soon.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, but yeah. I want to say one other thing, Lisa, in staying in tune with the karmic stuff, it's really interesting with that many siblings all together. You can bet your bottom dollar there's some pretty intense karmic issues coming up. So,
definitely, because it's been happening for like 2 years, and it keeps going back to the same thing, and I'm like, we need to heal this, to be able to actually even want to participate in healing is if we go and create projects together.
But you can do it for you. That'll make a difference in the whole team. And there's somebody else waiting, so I better go to someone else. But thank you for your courageous call.
Thank you. I'll talk to you.
Okay, Lisa. Hello, you're on the air now. It's your turn. Hello? Do we have? Oh, that's too bad. Too bad you hung up on me there. So what I was saying before is that I'm seeing a lot of people, a lot of spirits on the other side. We were talking about karma. We're talking about how the way the universal energies are moving these days and the planetary updrafts and all of that, this astrological doodah and so on, a lot of us are being booted up so that the shift, in this time of the shift, which I gather is going to go on for quite a while yet. We're all being given the chance. Oh, we got another caller. Oh, hello, you're on the air.
Ronnie, it's Nadia.
Hi, Nadia, how are you?
Hi. I'm okay. I'm calling about my sister this time, who's going into her another bout of mental illness, and I wonder how to help her. She seems pretty determined to stay so negative.
Is it a bipolar thing?
It's pretty much manic depressive, and she's just so negative. She doesn't seem to be fighting it this time. I give her the best that I've got, the breathing, the tapping, the staying positive, the law of attraction stuff. What's going on with her? Is she just determined to give up?
There's something going on in her.
65 or 6.
But, honey, she's got something going on in the frontal lobe that's really very, very biochemical right now in a very intense way. I feel like her nutrition is not good. There's something, but even talking about her, I get a real pressure in my frontal lobe. So I want to say, will she do what she will she do anything she's told, or will she fight with you?
Sometimes she'll do what she's told. A lot of times she'll just sort of go dead, play dead, and I'll go, are you there? Do you hear me?
Does she see you?
She's not sleeping well.
Yeah, no.
I I can't get to her as much as I'd like to because of transportation challenges, but I saw her yesterday. I talked to her on the phone every day. Her son is calling me. We're trying to form a network of support for her. We've got a cousin closer where she lives who's helping her to the extent that she can. Her partner is there, but, you know, not a lot of resources, not a lot of money, but it's so frustrating. How can I help her?
I'm wondering if her son or somebody can get her a bottle of L-tyrosine. It's not the panacea. L-tyrosine, it's an amino acid, and it fuels the frontal lobes. It does. I don't even remember all the things it does. I think it does some hormonal balance and develops the dopamine presence. But it just seems to be, because her energy body's got this incredible thickness around the frontal lobe, it's L-tyrosine that nutriates the frontal lobe. And I would start with something simple like that. Usually when it's an amino acid like that, you get the effect fairly quickly, so you can experiment with that. But I feel like her son, you mentioned her son, there's somebody there who can get it to her.
Okay. Or maybe her partner, Harry. Someone. Okay.
He's very sweet, you know, Harry.
Yeah. He's having his own challenges for sure. Really challenged with her. They've been in each other's lives for a long time. That's part of, I think, what put her there. I think the shock of gambling and losing money was what knocked her over the edge this time. But, you know, a history of negative thinking for sure.
Yeah, well, I want to take something. I want her brain to be fed somehow. I'm looking at it going, I don't know what's the quickest way to give her a hit of forward thinking, if you know what I mean. And it seems like her brain needs a boost. So if you could think of another way to do that.
Well, we keep saying, well, you know, remember when you were like this and remember when you were funny and alive, more alive and actively involved in things. And yeah, she said, yeah, I used to be like that. And I said, wouldn't it be great to be like that again? And we're trying to give her something to reach for. Oh.
I want to give her some medication, not real drugs, but although sometimes people need that. Is she on meds?
She is now. She's fought it for a while. Got, you know, side effects, upset stomachs. And so she's not sleeping well, which is part, you know, totally, her mind's so busy she couldn't sleep, and then you're not sleeping, and it makes you even, you know, certainly exasperates everything. So she's taking something Ciprolax, I think, right now, which just makes her angry. It's an antidepressant, an antipsychotic, makes her angry. And
I just want to put her on brain chemistry stuff. You know, look up Daniel Amen stuff. Amen Clinic's now got a $29.95 monthly doodah where you actually get your brain tested, and they'll advise you on things. That's one way to approach it, because I know when the finances are fairly limited,
right?
I just feel like I want to put her on something. It props her frontal lobe up a little bit, and then you can start to. The ideas you've got, you know what it's like if you drop down inside your mind. You can't remember how good it feels sometimes.
Yeah,
right.
Really, yeah.
She's lucky she has you. Go ahead.
Sorry.
I'm going to have to go here because they're going to hook me off stage.
Okay. Is it L, like the capital L, tyrosine?
Yep.
Or
L and A-L. Then tyrosine, T-Y-R-O-S-I-N-E. Look it up, and I feel like it would give her a forward motion. It's not hyper-making, but it's sort of funny. It just jolts that frontal lobe. But I better go, Nadia, and you can keep me posted.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Bless your heart. All right.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Well, it's been a fun evening. We've had a fairly active time, and I know that your bellies are all roiling with change and evolution. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much. Oh. Yes, Bob's reminding me that our next show is going to be Joe Dispenza. It's going to be on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Oh, boy. And the podcast coming up the next day. He is a pretty exciting man, so you want to Google him before the show and really get a feeling of what's been happening since he was on What the Bleep. Wow, it's an exciting time. We had Galexis last week, and then we're having Eric Pearl coming up after Joe Dispenza. We've had a lot of wonderfully exciting, energizing soul changers these days, and we're going to continue. So thank you so much. Please email me, Veronica at VeronicaAntwistle, or check my website, VeronicaAntwistle.com, and hit the Ask Veronica button, and we'll talk about your ideas about guests and what you think about the shows. And if you'd like a session with me and my guides and angels, and I send you many, many blessings. Good night and much love.